planned another message for tonight, and I got up this morning real early. Most of the time on Sunday mornings, I'm usually up around 4:30 or so, and there was a passage of Scripture, which is this one, that kind of goes along with the message this morning. And so, you know, as much as I have been talking about the attack that Satan is showing, the warfare, and the fact that he's attacking in so many ways, there's another burden or another thought or just something that's on my heart, and that is about relationship. And so for us to be able to wither and weather and defeat, we must have the proper relationship with the Lord. And so that's our desire, is that we grow, you know, first of all, that people are saved, but second, that we're growing in the Lord, and that we stay close to Him. I know growing up, there was a time period in my life that I wasn't as close to my parents as I was when I was a lot younger. You know, we kind of get in this, you know, I don't know if you call it the, there's something that's called the terrible twos. Well, there was a time in my life that was terrible teens. You know, it's just kind of when you're trying to figure life out. But I knew in my heart when I, you know, there was a hindrance in my relationship with my parents. And, of course, it wasn't them, it was me. Just like when our relationship is hindered with the Lord, it's never Him, and it's always us. And so, of course, you know, I look back now, my mother's birthday would have been September the 22nd of this past, you know, just a few days ago. And it's hard to believe that she's been gone now about 13 or 14 years, and 14, I guess. And so time goes by quickly. But, you know, now that I've gotten older and I understand more, there's some things that that I wished I could say, just like you probably have those same thoughts, or you probably have those same, you know, desires. But, you know, now's the time that we focus on our relationship with the Lord. And I'm so grateful tonight that He knows our hearts. And I'm so grateful tonight that with all the turmoil that's taking place, and, you know, you don't have to, spend a lot of time watching the news, to see turmoil in this world. And so, our focus tonight is just simply our relationship with Him. So we want to turn to Luke chapter 24, Luke chapter 24. And I've been in this passage in the last number of years. A lot of times you're in this passage sometime around, you know, Easter, when it's dealing with the resurrection of Lord Jesus. But I want to kind of maybe think of it just a little different way. And I want us to, as I mentioned, I want us to focus on our relationship with the Lord. And so I want to just read, for the sake of time, I won't read the whole account of the road to Emmaus. But I do want to read a portion of where there's a realization that they had been talking to the Lord. So let's begin reading with verse 32 tonight. The Bible says, "And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us?" And that is the two that was on the road to Emmaus, and they encountered Jesus. And so as He talked to them, there was a realization here that says, did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us by the way? And while He opened to us the Scriptures, and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon." And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for another opportunity that we have to spend some time together, but also spend some time with you. Lord, we thank you for the song services today, the songs that we're singing. And Lord, we thank you for your presence. And Lord, we thank you for the Word of God and how it helps us and brings encouragement to us, even in such a weary time period that we live with so much hatred and so much evil. Help us, Lord, to focus our attention on you. Lord, I pray that nothing is hindering when it comes to our relationship with you, but I pray that our desire is to draw closer to you. And Lord, we do pray if there's someone that's viewing or someone that's here that doesn't know Christ, Lord, I pray that you'll speak that at heart. But Lord, as you know our hearts, help us to evaluate our hearts. And Lord, I ask that you help me this evening. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Much had happened in a very short period of time. Christ had been taken. He had been tried. He had been found with no fault. But yet, the religious leaders and the group of individuals that were looking on cried, "Crucify him, crucify him." And as he was just before hanging on the cross, he had been beaten, he had been shamed, and then he was nailed to the cross. A crown of thorns was on his head. They pierced his side. He was laid in a borrowed tomb, but on the third day, he rose from the grave. Can you imagine his followers? In just a short period of time, how much turmoil they probably had in their hearts. Unsure of what was taking place. Although he told them on several occasions what would happen. But you know, until they experienced it, they really didn't even understand it. And so there was some turmoil, there was some uneasiness. Jesus had appeared. The tomb was empty. And the reports started going out. The stone had been rolled away. And of course, the enemies, they were trying to come up with a scheme, kind of much like we are in the world today when it comes to truth. Someone tries to undermine the truth. And so they try to come up with these different schemes to combat the truth. And they were doing it back then too. But the ultimate fact was the fact that Christ rose from the grave. And we have hope tonight because of that resurrection. We rejoice because of the resurrection. So there was a lot of talking and there was a lot of going back and forth as to what had taken place, and that's ultimately what was taking place in the road to Emmaus. But our message tonight is called Burning in Our Hearts. Burning in Our Hearts. Verse 14 says that they had talked together, these two individuals had talked together of the things which had happened. So they were probably, sometimes when you talk to a person, about problems or about things that's happening, you know, you kind of try to give an analysis of, you know, what you think's happened and all those things. And so there was constant talking about what had taken place. What must they have been thinking? What must they have been talking about? Verse 17 of that same passage, there was a question that was asked to them. Verse 17 says, "And he said unto them," and this is Jesus, "What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?" So we know that there was an emotion of sadness. And it stands to reason because, you know, his followers, Jesus wasn't there, even though the reports were given that he had risen. But yet there was still some uneasiness. And so Jesus, they didn't know at that time it was Jesus, but they, he asked them a question. Ultimately, he's saying, "What are you talking about? Why are you so sad?" But their lives were getting ready to change as they began to talk to Jesus. Their lives were getting ready to change. And so their hearts began to burn. Their hearts began to burn. And that's kind of the thought that we have tonight, is when things are going awry, when things are troublesome, when things are, our hearts are heavy and even sadness, as they were sad, the one we need to talk to most is Jesus. That's the one that we need to talk to the most. Sometimes it seems like the Lord is taking a back seat in life because we become very busy. We become very busy in life. I was talking to someone recently, and he said that people have changed from years gone by. People have changed. And he said something like this. He said, "They've simply become too busy for the Lord. Everything takes precedence over that relationship that they have with the Lord. They're too busy to spend time. And when they do spend time, then it's either an afterthought or a very quick conversation. But spending time with the Lord is so important to every one of us. Spending time with Him." And the Bible even says when the realization of them knowing that they were talking to Jesus, and of course the Bible says they were sad, and there was a lot of things that had taken place, but it says our hearts burned within us. Our hearts burned within us. So I'd like to give you just a few thoughts tonight about our hearts burning within us. Why should our hearts burn? Or what purpose does it serve? Or how did it happen? Well, when we spend time with Jesus, when we spend time with Him, then our hearts should burn with determination. Determination. Luke chapter 24, verse 29, the Bible says, "But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them." they constrained him. Maybe I should put it this way. They embraced him. They embraced him. They had a desire for him to be there. For him to be there. And I'll be the first to tell you that life can become so busy and so hectic that if you don't make time for the Lord, then it's most likely not going to happen. That's how life is. Because there's always something to do. There's always somewhere you've got to go. There's always something. And if you don't make time for Him, then it's probably not going to happen. Or at least if it does, it'll be very... It will be maybe not as meaningful. When I was in youth group many years ago now, one of the things that the youth leaders were trying to do was teach us about what was called quiet time. And we would have to kind of keep a little bit of a log, and when we would go on youth retreats, we went on a few youth retreats, the youth leaders would always say, okay, I want everyone to separate and I want you to spend time praying and spend time just reading your Bible, and then we'll meet back together in, you know, just a little while. And I didn't understand how important that was until I became older. But our relationship with the Lord, as I mentioned this morning, should be the most important thing, because as I mentioned, and I'll continue to mention it, Satan is wanting to attack. And he's also a time robber. And in our minds, there's going to be things more important than not. And I'll give a testimony of, in my years of working, when the corporations will keep giving you and giving you and giving you, and as long as you continue to do it, they'll continue to ask you. There's really very, very free time. There's always something. But I had found out, now that I look back, I have found out that it wasn't getting the job done that caused there to be success. But in the times, and I was guilty about not, okay, so it's not a testimony of everything went great and I was very successful, but there was some times that I wasn't successful. But I look back in the times that I wasn't successful, or it seemed like that I had so much that was going on, it was the times that I ultimately didn't spend as much time with Jesus. But when I spent more time with Him and made Him first, then it seemed like the things that I was stressing over, in reality, wasn't near as much of a stress. And I say that as a testimony of the fact that our relationship with the Lord is the most important thing. There's nothing else any more important. Contrary to what our minds, and contrary to how we're raised and where our life is right now, that we're very busy people. So as they were dealing with this turmoil that were in their hearts, these two on the Emmaus Road, when they were dealing with that, when they encountered Jesus and spent time with Him, and He shared with them in the Scriptures, then they wanted that determination. They were determined to have Him stay. They were determined to have Him stay. You know, I still lived in the era, just like you did, that when you went to, you don't see as much of it now, as you did, you know, when I was growing up, when my parents would go visit people, the people we went to go visit, they'd always say, why don't you stay a little while? What's your hurry? What's your hurry? Now it's like, you look at your watch and you think, when are they leaving? But that's how it used to be. What's your hurry? And then at somewhere along the line, they would say, why don't you stay for supper? And they would say that. And that meant they wanted you there. They wanted you there. They wanted that fellowship. Well, that's kind of the determination that these had about Jesus is, you know, we want him in our life. We want that fellowship, and there should be a determination. That burning in our heart should be a determination that I want to spend time with Jesus. He's that important to me that I want to spend time with him. And but you look at the way things are now, and it just seems like, and I still believe tonight that's one of Satan's many tricks in his bag, is he's a time robber, and he'll tell you that you don't have time for that. But we need to make time. And that's the determination that these two are burning in our hearts, that determination for him. Abide with them, they said. Abide with us. The Bible says, for it is towards evening, in verse 29, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. They had meaning in what they were saying. They knew it was getting late, and they knew the day was almost over. But it reminds me of the condition that our world is in. Things are getting very, very troublesome. In every way we look, there is something that is happening. There is so much evil in the world. And you know, we don't know what might happen this evening. We don't know what might happen tomorrow. We don't know what might happen. And it'll make the headlines. And I call it pure evil because of the sinful nature. And the fact that people are headed in the wrong direction. You know, I've always heard growing up, and I've always heard down through the years, that there's a falling away. But we are watching evidence of that right now. There is a falling away. That should give us even more desire to spend time with him and not be a part of the falling away. They had a determination because their hearts burned. We are in the last days, as it's been preached for so many years. But there is such an evil in the world that we can't help but understand. You know, the average person that you talk to today, the average person, especially in their, let's just say, from 30 or younger, the average person very seldom knows anything about church. I mean, I'm around people every day. And I'm around a lot of those people in that same age group. And if they do know much about church, then they don't think much of it. Or they themselves have fallen away. And so it's up to us as believers to make it a matter of prayer. And Brother Howes already mentioned it in his prayers. But you know, we need to pray for revival. We need to pray for revival. And the way that we pray for a revival is that it starts with us. It starts with us. And they were literally having a revival because they were spending time with Jesus. Because they went from sadness, and they went from turmoil, and they went from uneasiness, and they went from all those emotions that they were saying, I want you to spend time with us. You know, they were sitting, and I just kind of imagine that they were sitting together. And so Jesus will change a heart. He'll change a heart. So there was a burning for devotion. But number two, their hearts Well, there's devoting for determination, but number two, their hearts were burning for devotion. Spending time with Him. Abide with us, verse 29 says. Abide with us. It seems like they were just saying, won't you stay around just a little while? Won't you stay around just a little while? You know, the Lord knows our hearts. As I've said many times, and as you already know, the Lord knows our hearts. He knows if we mean what we say. He knows. Could it be that there's so many distractions in our lives that we don't seem quite as devoted as we one time were? Just a question. Because I ask myself that every day. I'm a very busy person. There's a lot of things that's going on. But in the busyness, I have to, even though I'm trying to minister here, if my relationship with the Lord isn't close, then how can I really try to help you? Same way with you. If your relationship isn't close to the Lord, how can you help the people that you're around? How can you maintain and have the proper testimony? So they were just simply, there was a burning for that devotion. There was a determination that they said, I want you to stay. But then there was a burning for devotion. Abide with us. They wanted to hear more about what He had to say. They wanted to hear more. There was a burning in their hearts. And number three, our hearts should be burning for desire. Desire. Having that desire. Verse 35 says, and they told what things were done in the way and how He was known of them in the breaking of the bread. So there was a desire in their hearts. They went from discouragement, because they were discouraged. They went from discouragement to devotion to determination. All because they spent time with Jesus. Our hearts will only change to devotion. It will only change if we spend time with Him. A lot of times during New Year's, some will say a New Year's resolution. I'm going to change this or I'm going to do that. And for Christmas, people get exercise machines. And then they're usually up for a yard sale before the year's out. There's not as much determination. But when it comes to our spiritual life, when it comes to our relationship with the Lord, I hope there's a determination that we say, Lord, I want to be close to You. I want to be close to You. That change that took place, verse 32, when they discussed it among themselves and they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us when He talked to us? As He opened the Scriptures? But then things changed. Their mindset changed. Their outlook changed. Their hearts changed. All because they spent time with Jesus. And verse 33 says, and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, Lord, the Lord is risen indeed. And verse 35 tells the change in their hearts because they told what things were done in the way. They were ultimately witnessing to the others at what had happened to them. That Jesus was spending time with them. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in the breaking of the bread. Three things. They were a witness for Jesus. After they spent time with him, they were a witness for him. They told of their experience, and they had fellowship with him as they broke bread. A heart, and I'm going to close with these three things. A heart must burn with determination. A heart must burn with devotion. And a heart must burn with desire. Desiring to spend time with Jesus. Desiring to spend time with Jesus. You know, we look out and we see the evil that's taking place. And we look out and we see all the turmoil. And we think and we're saddened and we're discouraged and we're angry and we're all those emotions when we hear these things. But the only way that things are going to change is that people get their hearts right with Jesus. They must have that relationship with Jesus Christ. And we as a body, as individuals, as Christians, should make it a matter of prayer that we pray every day and that we spend time with him. But we need to have that burning in our hearts. And we say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And I love spending time with you. That burning in our hearts. Is that your desire tonight? Is that my desire tonight? I trust that it is. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for meeting with us today. I thank you for speaking to our hearts, speaking to my heart. I pray, Lord, that we search our heart. You know every life that's here, including mine. Sometimes we allow things to get in the way. Lord, bring that burning desire back in our hearts to spend time with you. That we can be that witness. That we can be that encouragement to others. You know the evil in this world. But we're thankful tonight that we know the one that can change a life. Lord, as we have this invitation, if you've spoken to any heart, Lord, I pray that they'll come. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.